We were told and guaranteed that it went to advertisement on September last year, that it was going to be advertised and be sorted out from October. And in fact, we actually found out that it was never advertised. It was just put out as an expression of interest. It actually only went to advertisement with considerable meetings and meeting with TDs and ministers again early January, that it only actually went out for advertisement on the 2nd of February this year, which was extremely long just to wait for one post that was approved during the summer last year. We're very pleased that it went out, but it just took a ridiculous amount of effort and time for something that should have been seamless.
And in terms of the cornerstone of your campaign, which was to get clearance to bring your children to hospital in Belfast rather than Dublin to cut those long journey times, any progress being made on that?
Been terribly disappointed on that. The whole way along in meetings we were told funding was an issue and myself and Aisling, two of the group, had went and sourced funding from Donegal Hospice. We made a presentation to the committee and had a few meetings up with them, and we actually got funding. And then to find out that wasn't an issue, the HSE never actually put on a specific meeting with the hospice in the north to discuss solely our children with high medical needs or our children for end of life care. It was on a sideline on a different meeting. So the Belfast had said that they didn't have the staff to cover. Then the HSE have said that they have several sites where they might do something, but they wouldn't discuss the sites or what they were planning to do. And then they also said that they didn't know the numbers of the children in Donegal that would require respite or hospice care. And they asked us to find out the numbers, and I was very shocked at that. And we as a group kind of felt that was a very unfair request to put on us.
So where does it stand now? Is this effective impasse still there, that you and the HSC are having ongoing meetings, but you're losing faith, as it were, in the ability and the commitment of the HSC to deliver?
I actually don't know where it's going to go. We as a group, we were chatting with that, putting out the statement. It was a very, very, very big decision for us, but we wanted to let parents know where we were. We attended, as I said in the statement, one of our meetings that we had. We'd be given the dates of the meetings, and we went out of our way to attend them, and nobody from the HSC bar one person turned up. And from that meeting to this, we haven't heard anything from anyone. So I actually don't know. Could we just ask the parents now coming into the election for parents not to be disappointed, that we still need to stand strong and we still need our children's voice to be heard, and the only way we're going to do that is by standing together.